Praise the name of the Lord. With the help of the Lord and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, please turn with me, if you will, to Luke, the sixth chapter. Luke chapter 6. And we'll begin with the sixth verse. In these chapters, I'm going to read in three different places, but in these chapters, we find how much Christ was watched by the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the priests, watched continually for him to falter, to make a mistake, to do something that they could condemn him on. Christ knew this. He knew what their motives were. But he knew what his motive was also. He had a job to do, and he was going to complete that job. And as we read here in the sixth verse, "And it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and the Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man which had withered hand, Rise up and stand forth in the midst. And he rose up and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath day to do good or to do evil, to save a life or to destroy it? And looking around about upon them all, he said unto the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored, whole as the other. And they were filled with madness and communed with one another what they might do to Jesus. Oh, how dare he heal on the Sabbath day? How dare he do anything against the law? These Pharisees, these priests, thought themselves so righteous. It reminds me of the Pharisee and the publican. He got up in the midst of the temple, began to tell all the things that he had done. Oh, how righteous he was. Everything he'd done was wonderful. God should have just looked down on him and just blessed him abundantly. And here was the poor publican, kneeling in a corner, afraid to even look up, pounding on his chest, saying, I'm a sinner, Lord. I'm a sinner, Lord. Who do you think our Lord honored? That publican. That publican, because of his simple prayer, for his simplicity and his willingness to speak out and say, Yes, Lord, I'm a sinner. The Pharisees, never. Never. They were righteous. They could do nothing wrong. They were looking for Christ to make a mistake. They watched for it. Why? The people were believing in him. They couldn't have that. And people watch you and me, dear ones. They watch us. They want to see where we're going to make a mistake. What are we going to do that we're going to be condemned by them? But we shouldn't be afraid. Our Lord is not mocked by heathens. We are under his care. As long as we're doing his will, they can point all the fingers they want. They can say all the things they want. But they have nothing to prove. As they had nothing to prove here. They wanted to condemn. They wanted to find something they could accuse him of. But they couldn't. They couldn't. And now if you'll turn with me again to the 20th chapter of Luke. And we'll begin with the 19th verse. And the chief priests and the scribes, the same hour, sought to lay hands on him, and they feared the people, for they perceived that he had spoken this parable against them. And they watched him, and they sent forth spies, which should feign themselves just men, that they might take hold of his words, that so they might deliver him unto the power and the authority of the governor. And they asked him, saying, Master, we know that thou sayest and teachest rightly, neither acceptest thou the person of any, but teachest the way of God truly. It is lawful for us to give tribute unto Caesar or no? But he understood. He knew what they were doing. And he said, but he perceived their craftiness and said unto them, why tempt ye me? What are you trying to prove? What do you think you're going to prove? He knew ahead of time what they were going to do and what they were going to say. So he says, show me a penny. Whose image and subscription hath it? They answered and said, Caesar's. And he said unto them, render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things which are God's. They wanted to prove something. They wanted to get him so badly, they would have done anything. But what he could have told them is, I'm going to go to the cross anyhow, and I'm doing it for you. And here you are, wanting to send me there ahead of time. God has a plan. And in God's plan, we wait for his timing. When it was time, it would come to pass. And all the things that happened before this were part of God's plan. Peter's denial, Judas's betrayal, all of this was part of God's plan. It had to all come to pass. And they, in the 26th verse, and they could not take hold of his words before the people. And they marveled at his answer, and they held their peace. Well, it's not going to work today. We'll try again tomorrow. We're going to catch him one of these days. You as a Christian. Me as a Christian. we have to be on guard at all times because people are looking at us. People are trying to find fault. Not all people, but some that feel that, what is Christianity? What is this thing? I've heard many stories of young men who found Jesus Christ in a foxhole. They found him. They understood that maybe they were going to die that day. Many of them did. But thank God for his mercy that he brought our boys back to us here. I heard many testimonies yesterday on a program of all the men that were in prison camps. In Hanoi. And suffered for 3-4 years in these camps, tortured constantly, not able to speak, but they still had their services, pounding on the wall, sending little messages to one another that God was with them no matter what. Thank the Lord for his mercy and his grace. So thankful that we live in a country where we can praise his name, that we don't have to hold our tongues, that we don't have to worry about what we say if we praise his name or we say Jesus in public. Just remember what's written on our money: in God we trust. In God we trust. Wholeheartedly, dear ones, we trust him. We have faith in him. And as people go through many trials and many painful incidents in their lives, believe that God is there for you and me, dear ones. He never turns his back. I have one more portion in John, the 5th chapter of John, and the 10th verse. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, "It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed." He answered them, "He that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk." When they asked, then asked they him, "What man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk?" And he said, "That was healed. Wist not whose it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place." Afterward, Jesus finding him in the temple, and said unto him, "Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come unto thee." The man departed, told the Jews that he was Jesus, which had made him whole, and therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus, sought to slay him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. Once again, no matter where he went, he was persecuted. No matter what he did, he was accused. And even when he was on the cross, they continued to laugh and murmur and speak against him. If I was looking down from that cross at that moment, I would have said, Lord, what's the use? These people won't listen. I'm dying for nothing. Is that what Christ said? No. No. What did he say? Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. And he forgives us every day, dear ones, because we do sin and we do things wrong. But he knows your heart. He knows my heart. He knows when we're sorry and when we mean it. He knew David's heart and all that David had done. But he forgave David. Why? Because he said that David was a man after his own heart. He was willing to ask forgiveness when he had done something wrong. He was willing to go before the Lord and ask forgiveness for everything he'd done. Even though he had caused so many things to happen. He was lustful. He committed adultery. He sent the woman's husband to his death. What would happen today in something like this? David would have gone to court. He'd have been in jail, maybe even put to death. But our God is a forgiving God, willing to forgive no matter what, if our heart is right with him. Thank God for what he does for us every day. He was willing to die. And now we walk in the light because he is in the light. And keep your eyes on that light, because we're going to follow him. Follow him to that place where he wants us to be, living with him eternally. This life is temporary, dear ones. This life is temporary. Yeah, we go through things. My wife gets tired of hearing me complain about my pain. We have to go through things. But I thank God. Because when I look at other people that have gone through much worse, I say, mine is nothing. Mine is nothing. I see these poor people since I've been going over to the home to see my mom. Nobody even visits them. They sit in the hallways. And they look for an encouraging smile. Or a handshake, or a word of strength to them. I thank God that we are privileged, privileged people. So continue to walk in the light as he is in the light, that someday we may see him face to face. In the name of the Lord be praised.